Look, here it is. This has come up 3 or 4 times.
What is it?
Talk about the brat.
What's up to the brat? I mean, you know, we missed the brat. We're trying to get the brat out soon. You know what I mean? I spoke to via letters back and forth. And we hope, you know, she good. She ready to come home and do what she got to do. And we basically on the move to try to get out.
So how is that process going?
I mean, it's going. I spoke to Mr. Mathis, you know, a couple of days ago.
Shout out to Charles Mathis.
And he told me that, you know, it seemed positive. So
right.
I'm praying to God that you know, he can do what he got to do. He always does his thing when it comes to me. So
it's come up more than once. Now, I mean, you're also saying, I guess, because first Cat Williams said, you know, go see Boo Boo. And then Lisa Ray was on and was like, nah, he ain't been to see it. But if you're corresponding, is that to you as much as going to actually to the prison and seeing her in Alto?
I want to say this, though. A lot of those people, they don't really know me. You know what I mean? Like that, to even say nothing about what I'm doing with my personal situation when it comes to Brat. When Brat come home, all I know is I'm going to be the person that takes care of her and make sure she get back on her feet and do what they got to do. They not, so they shouldn't even worry about that. They should support her and go see her, but they should never speak my name in their mouth. Like, they don't have nothing to do with me, basically, for real. When you say that, you talking about somebody else, that's just like everybody talking about Tiger Woods. We know nothing about the situation. Everybody should shut up. Do what you do. If you're going to support the situation, then cool. But don't speak on me not going. Because I felt a certain way about seeing Brat in jail. You know what I'm saying? That's my
You didn't want to see that.
Yeah, I don't want to see that. That's my little sister, and I don't really want to deal with that situation like that. I would prefer dealing with getting her out and, you know, seeing that day as opposed to just going to see her. I'm not really with that.
Because it's like your first time, I guess, even though people have said this. Like, now it makes sense to me because that is exactly what T.I. said about his children, you know, because Tiny was like, you know, the kids want to see you. They miss their daddy. He was like, I don't ever want them to come and see me in jail.
That's what I was going to say. Sometimes the person doesn't even want to be seen like that. So for everyone who thinks it's a set way to behave and that you have to behave when someone's incarcerated, that's not true. I mean, every situation is different.
The only reason I'm saying this on the air is because I explained this to Brat. You know what I mean? In my letter, I let her know the same thing. You know, because people probably try to start filling her head with stuff. And I'm just like, you know, whatever people say, that's what they say. When they come home, they not going to do nothing for you. What they going to do? Dude might be in jail his damn self, the one the first person to say it. So.
I'm talking about Cat, yeah. Right.
You know what I mean? So, I mean, you know, you can't, you going to jail, you can't be talking about me not going to see somebody in jail.
Yeah.